Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you were able to find some time to share these next few minutes together. I'm continuing on in a message I've entitled Delighting to Do His Will. And we were looking at some passages in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26. We hadn't gotten very far, but I'd like to start today at verse 3. In fact, I'll have to read 4 as well to complete to complete the thought and the sentence. If you walk in my statutes, this is the Lord speaking, and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. What is God telling us here? He's saying that you will be guided by my word. Beloved, God's people today are to walk in the light of the gospel of Christ. That's why God was so gracious, because he knew, you know, in the Old Testament, there were ways that God could remind his people to remember the word of the Lord, to do it. I mean, they wrote it on their gateposts. They put it on their foreheads, the phylacteries. They put it around, you know, they had the blue on their tabs. There were many different ways God used natural things to remind them of the word of the Lord. Now God has written them in our hearts, and one of the ways he desires for us to refresh and to renew and to meditate on the word of God that he has given to us is that he's allowed it to be put in print so that we are able to read it. That was one of the great breakthroughs for the Christian church, the inventing of the printing press, and so that the common man back in, what was it, the 16th century, could then start to read the word of God, and it was put in the language of the people, German or English, not just in Latin. So that's God's heart, that we will meditate on the word and do them. So we were not to walk in the light of man-made ideologies and dogma. And not only that, I must say that one of the things we, and I've heard, I praise God, I've heard some preachers that are actually speaking of it. And a lot of us, you know, we were part of that hippie generation, part of the Jesus culture that came to the Lord in the 60s and early 70s. People who were hungering for a reality, and God has raised up many great ministers that came out of that era of time, that those young people of that time. But back then, I can remember, I mean, when I came to Brother Glass's meeting in the 70s, there was such, I'd never experienced the anointing of God, where the power of God was so thick. I remember once I had the privilege of being in a Catherine Kuhlman service, and I was a babe in Christ, but to see miracles where the power of God was evident in such a manifest way. And beloved, that's what we need in our services today. First of all, though, we need to preach the word. Signs will follow when the word of God is preached. In truth and in sincerity. God knows those whom he has called, and those who are called to preach the gospel have a tremendous responsibility, requirements are placed upon them, and God help them. You know, Paul said, woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel. And so it's important not only that we preach the purity of the word, but allow the moving of the Holy Spirit. God hasn't changed. I know there are some preachers that say, well, you know, after the disciples, after the apostles, we don't have apostles anymore. We don't have a prophecy, and that's true. The canon of Scripture is sealed, but God does move by prophecy for edification, for comfort, for exhortation, and He hasn't changed. And some ministers are so afraid of wildfire in their congregation. I remember there was a dear old brother in his 80s. He used to come into our services, and he told his little brother Glass, he says, you know, don't worry about wildfire. He said, there's always enough wet sacks to put it out. Well, I didn't say that. He did. However, we need to allow the moving of the Spirit of God to quicken the word. We need the gifts of the Spirit in operation. And many have just refused the fire of the Lord, the fire of the Holy Spirit, and they're sitting like white sepulchres full of dead man's bones. They've refused the moving of the Holy Spirit and have taken a view which is, by the way, diametrically opposed to the New Testament. But those who love the Lord and honor His word and hear His word and do His word, they are the ones delighting to do His will, God's will. Jesus said in Matthew 7:24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will like him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. God said, if ye will walk, not stand still, but if ye will walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then what does he say? I will give you the rain in your due season, not only just the physical rain that is necessary for the natural cycle, but also that latter rain, that blessing of the Spirit of God. He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Beloved, if we delight to do the will of God, if we will seek His will, it follows as night the day that God's blessings will come. Will there be warfare? Of course. Will there be tribulation? Yes, Jesus warned us of that. Nonetheless, we will know that we will know, we will be convinced in our hearts that God is in control, that He is going to fight for us. Let's go on now. In verse 4, and well, let's see, let's go back to verse 5, and this is just a continuation of the blessings of the Lord, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, your vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. In other words, the cankerworm, the pavo worm, the caterpillar won't destroy the fruits of their hands, because they were an agricultural people. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. Isn't that beautiful? I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Talk about the power of agreement, right? And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. So what is he saying? If we will obey the word of God, if we will really learn to delight ourselves in the Lord, to delight to do his will, what is he talking about in all these old covenant verses? Well, he's saying he would give us increase. He would bless us spiritually. He would bless us naturally. And as wonderful as those blessings are, there is nothing more precious than the peace of God, that none shall make you afraid. Hallelujah. Fear hath torment, beloved. And when we seek to do God's will, He will fill us with His peace. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He is our God, and He will put peace in the habitations of our dwelling. We won't be afraid of the work of the enemy. We won't be afraid of natural evil. Evil shall not come nigh our dwelling. Why? Because we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Why? All of this comes down to obeying God. It really becomes very, very simple, beloved. It's not a list of things you have to do or don't do. It's just loving God. I just love how Jesus made things simple. God spoke to me at the beginning of the year. What's the code word? What's the word for this year? Keep it simple. I tell you what, beloved, I'm that older generation. I'm in my 70s. And I grew up in a time when black and white television was really the big thing. It was before computers. It was before internets. It was before cell phones. Life was very different. Am I just speaking down on technology? No, thank God for all the breakthroughs, all the improvements, all the things that medical science has done to advance the health of mankind. But I am saying the way of the Lord is simple. There is a concerted thrust today to keep us so occupied, to keep us so involved in technology. I mean, you sit in an airport and everybody's got gadgets in front of their faces. I mean, we don't know how to communicate anymore. God wants balance in our lives. One of a little local paper up here said, you know what? You and your family, take a day off, shut down all the devices, and talk to one another. Do something novel. Go to a park. You know, I can remember a friend told me, this was years ago, she had a family over for dinner and the kids were texting one another in the same room. What? Is something wrong with that? You know, can't you talk one to another? And so, beloved, keep it simple. What did Jesus do? All the many commands that were given under the old covenant, all the strict laws and the regulations, he made it simple. He said, you know what? All the law and the prophets are summed up in two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Love your neighbor as yourself. See, he just makes it simple. And I don't know about you, but the older I get, the simpler I need things. And that's like, love God with all of your heart. Praise God. Keep his commandments. So that's what we're talking about. What's God saying in Leviticus 26? Just delight to do his will, and then all these blessings will come to you. Verse 4, then I will give you, then you'll experience the fruitfulness of my blessings, he's saying. Fruitfulness depends on your relationship and obedience to God. Beloved, New Testament, I wish above all things thou wouldest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Verse 6, I will give peace, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Rid evil beasts out of your land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. Verse 7, you shall chase your enemies. They'll fall before you by the sword. He's talking about spiritual victory and in warfare. What is our sword today? It's not a metal sword. Our sword is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:17. Jesus said, if two of you shall agree as touching anything you shall ask in my name, it shall be done. The sword of God's Word is mighty in demolishing the works of darkness. Praise God. Well, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close. We will continue on tomorrow's broadcast, but hearing the word of the Lord, there's power in agreement. If you're going through a difficult place, beloved, I've been there, and I sometimes wondered the battles I've gone through, but so I could really relate and empathize to those who are going through battles. And I take your letters of prayer requests very seriously. I invite you to write. I pray for everyone that comes in, whether you have an offering enclosed or not. That doesn't matter. I need to be faithful to God. He'll take care of the rest. He's carried this ministry for over 50 years now in terms of financial needs. So I trust him for that. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.